With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Heavy black smoke rises over Qatar's capital after Israel struck the headquarters of Hamas in Doha. Israel has warned Hamas of consequences for not freeing the rest of the hostages and for refusing to surrender. Qatar calls the attack a cowardly violation of international law. Despite the lack of support from city and state Democrat leaders, the Trump administration moving ahead with ramped-up immigration enforcement in Illinois' largest city.
The Department of Homeland Security is calling it Operation Midway Blitz and says ICE officers will target criminal illegal aliens in Chicago. It's part of President Trump's focus on sanctuary cities. Homeland Security announced the move on social media with the mugshots of 11 foreign-born men it said should be deported. Illinois Governor Pritzker accused the Trump administration of using scare tactics and said federal officials have not coordinated the effort with his state. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The Trump team is marshaling the power of prayer, the administration announcing the America Prays initiative, the goal to get 1 million people a week praying for the USA.
Think about the miracles that would take place over the next year. Think about the transformation that you and I could witness in communities all across the land.
Housing Secretary Scott Turner. A Michigan judge has tossed out a criminal case against 15 people accused by the state's Democratic Attorney General of acting falsely as electors for President Trump in the 2020 election. The U.S. job market much weaker last year and early this year than first reported. The Labor Department says employers added 911,000 fewer jobs than originally reported from April of 2024 through March. On Wall Street, the Dow down 28 points, while the Nasdaq is trading 4 points higher. This is SRN News. The annual UK March for Life took place over the weekend.
About 10,000 people turned out in London to voice their support for the unborn. And while it's a fraction of the 100,000 that might show up for the March for Life here in the U.S., it's still a significant number. Abortion and euthanasia are being expanded by lawmakers in the United Kingdom, and pro-life advocates say it's more important than ever that pro-lifers make their voices heard. The law now forbids even silent prayer outside of abortion clinics. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A new report from International Christian Concern finds that conditions are improving for believers in Indonesia, the country with the largest Muslim population in the world. However, the ICC data indicates the treatment of Christians can vary dramatically from place to place. ICC says that the Indonesian government has become more resolute in its efforts to oppose and to disband Islamic extremist groups. This is SRN News. Rupert Murdoch's family has reached a deal on control of his media empire after his death.
The agreement ensures no change in direction at the conservative Fox News Channel. The deal creates a trust giving control of the Fox Corporation to Lachlan Murdoch, Rupert's chosen heir. That trust also gives control of the Fox empire to younger sisters Grace and Chloe. Lachlan's three older siblings give up any claims to control Fox and receive stock currently valued at $3.3 billion.
Correspondent Andrew Stewart. An AP investigation reveals that U.S. tech firms, to a large degree, designed and built China's surveillance state, playing a far greater role enabling human rights abuses than previously known. Firms including IBM, Dell, and Cisco sold billions in technology to Chinese police and government agencies. More details at SRNNews.com.